Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I wanted to introduce you to our latest Pura Presencia pendulum. It's the Body Elemental Pendulum. It is a pendulum that we have created to be able to communicate bioenergetically and from a dowsing perspective with the body elemental. Mother Nature has different elemental forces. We all know the five elements, like water, air, fire, earth. Some forces, some traditions will say sky element, others will say wood or metal element. But they are basically five elemental forces which could be holding the structure of the entire cosmos and the entire universe. And these same forces are holding the structure of our physical vessels, whether we are humans or we are animals or we are an entire planet. Besides these five elemental forces, there are other elemental forces in Mother Nature, which are called the elementals. So we may have water elementals, fire elementals, and we also have body elementals. So our physical bodies have what is called the elemental of your physical body. So each one of us has a body elemental. We can, from a nature perspective, we can consider that this body elemental is like responsible, is the guardian of all the functions of our body from a physiological, bioenergetic perspective. So this body elemental has a very important task, which is not always allowed by our egos and our mental hyperactive thinking patterns. So the mind thinks she's the boss, the ego thinks she's the boss, but in fact, the one that is the guardian, appointed by Mother Nature, appointed by the Divine Mother, and the Divine Mother is the creative principle of God's source. So these creative principle at a very core level in creation, from the subtlest levels of creation, Divine Mother and the creative force of God spring forth and creates. And from this creation, this force of creation assigns body elementals to planets, to trees, to animals, to human beings. So we all have a body elemental. And the more we are aware of the body elemental, the more we cooperate with the body elemental and we help the body elemental perform its mission, its guardianship towards the physical vessel, the better and the more healthier we will be. The problem comes with the ego and the mind that overrides the function of the body elemental, and we think that we know everything and how to become healthy, and we tend to ignore, dismiss, discard, cast away, push away this body elemental. So we are not cooperating with nature when we do that. We should be honoring and being very thankful for the body elemental within us. And actually, we should be helping the body elemental. Dear beloved body elemental, thank you for existing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for providing harmony. Thank you for holding my structure strong, because the body elemental knows the original blueprint in which and through which you were created by Divine Mother, the Mother God, the creative aspect of God's source. And this original blueprint has difficulties being really taking shape in our lives, in our physical bodies, because we have the mind and the ego and the society and the choices that we make at a collective level, pushing away this original blueprint. And so we are not giving ourselves a favor when we are going against the body elemental, who is the one holding strong with this perfect view of how our physical body should be. So we have created this pendulum in this particular moment in history in which we think that actually being a human is being threatened, because we are making on a collective level choices that are not beneficial for our physical incarnation. We may be making choices that are pushing us away from nature, becoming very technological, living in cities that are highly disconnected from true original nature, becoming almost machine-like in our habits, our patterns, our ways of thinking. We are hyper-computerized. We are becoming like robots. The works that we do, everything has to be in a box, categorized. So we are doing things that are highly unnatural. They are not random anymore. They're not instinctive. So we are pushing aside the elemental forces within us. And if we continue doing that, we are going to destructurize our biology, the way in which a human being was meant to be since the beginning. And it was perfect. So we have created this pendulum, and there are three main reasons. Number one, to support and help and honor the body elemental of each and every one of us. You can work with this pendulum with animals because you can communicate with the body element of the animal. So the pendulum is going to be helping the body elemental of your clients or yourself. And within the pendulum, there is a charge of very powerful remedies to help the body elemental. The second purpose is to help our physical bodies hold the structures, the original structures, as much as we can hold these structures nowadays. And the third reason is to be able to communicate from a bioenergetic and dowsing perspective with the body elemental, and by means of the body elemental, with the physical body. So this pendulum can be used to test food compatibilities, drinking compatibilities, activities that we may think, you know, that we need to do, and to engage in a dialogue with our physical bodies, helping the physical body live as more, you know, in harmony with nature as possible, and as close as possible to the original blueprint that we received upon being created since the beginning of time. So we hope this pendulum can become, you know, one of the best tools to be, you know, talking and engaging this bioenergetic dialogue with the body elemental and with the physical and biology of our physical vessel. Also, this pendulum has been created to help and support those very sensitive people who are maybe from other planets or maybe from other dimensions and have incarnated here, and they have a really difficult time incarnating physically because they find that the world is very harsh, very violent, and they are afraid of incarnating, and so they tend to be floating above their physical bodies, not really incarnating. This also causes a lot of problems for the body elemental, because the body elemental has to create a bridge between the being that was meant to be incarnating and the physical body that is feeling confused because there is no one fully incarnating in the physical body. So that creates also a lot of insecurities and confusion and all sorts of things. So by working with the body elemental pendulum, we can help someone incarnate more, feel more safe and secure within his physical vessel, because we are allowing the body elemental to be to occupy the right position that this body elemental should have occupied, and we stop dominating with our minds and our egos the whole process of being physically incarnated. This pendulum comes with a manual. It is a basic manual in English, in PDF. It's not a course in dowsing, but it will get you started using this tool. And we are also preparing a bigger manual with protocols, and this manual with a dowsing chart sheet in PDF can be used by people, whether you have this pendulum or you want to work with your own pendulums. We are going to be proposing protocols of work on how to heal our relationship with the body elemental and how to establish a very strong relation with this body elemental so that our physical vessel can be stronger and all the functions from a bioenergetic perspective can be more empowered. The functions that the cells, the organs, the glands need to be able to operate. And we are, of course, we're talking not from a medical perspective, we're talking from an energetic, and we are talking from a nature perspective by empowering this force, which is the body elemental, to be able to fulfill the task by which he was created and by which Mother Nature assigned us this body elemental to be taking care of our physical vessels. According to the body elemental, our vessels are temples. So for the body elemental, it is a sacred task to be able to take care of us. And when we ignore this mission of the body elemental, we are highly dishonoring this force. And so there can be a lot of grief around this dishonoring. And by us recognizing this important task for the body elemental, and by thanking the body elemental, thanking Mother Nature, and thanking the Divine Mother, the Source, the creative aspect of God's Source, we are returning to balance, to harmony, to love, and to equilibrium. And this is always positive for our internal well-being. So if you're interested, you can click on the link below and go to our webpage and see more information on this pendulum. And if you like our videos, we encourage you to subscribe and to click on the little bell. And thank you very much. Bye.